Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, and this is a video about the summer. And you might be able to make out on the horizon in the middle there the silhouette of Windsor Castle. And it's an unutterably Elysian evening, as you can see. There is scarcely a breath of wind in the cerulean sky. Look at it up there. That is very rare. And there are just scents of summer making the air heavy. And you can see it's a day when Mother Nature proclaims her fullest glory. Look at that, the full canopies of the trees and so on. Here I am in Windsor Great Park after yet another failed attempt to get in to see Shelley's cottage by Englefield Green, because they do not welcome visitors there. The current proprietors of the place where Shelley spent about a year in the 18-teens, a few miles from here. And by happenstance, I've ended up at Windsor Great Park, which abuts Savile Garden, because Shelley's cottage is off Wicks Lane, Englefield Green. So Windsor Great Park, it belongs to the House of Windsor, the British royal family, but they allow Joe Public in. And it's very tranquil and peaceful. And look, you can't cycle beyond there. Usually you can't drive in there. There are fallow deer in there. And there's the Thames Valley beyond. You can see it's almost flat as a pancake beyond Windsor Castle. So they plonked the castle on them. The only hill for miles in several directions. And there's just, you know, Salt Hill, which is a burial mound in Slough beyond, and St. Catherine's Hill, very, very small. So that castle, it commands the crossing point at Windsor and is a vantage point for miles around. If we could get in here, there'll be the Copper Horse, a statue of King George III erected by his dutiful son. The Prince Regent, who later King George IV, actually, he was undutiful, he was unfilial, they didn't get on at all. But anyway, you can see how splendiferous it is. The unmown grass, there's some scythed fields as well, but I like the way they've rewilded some of it, and there's this pleasing contrast between where they've shorn the grass and where they've let it grow wild. And there are fields with some crops growing in them hard by, but there are no ruminants munching on their cud or anything like that, or actually on grass. And you can see, well, quite a few planes flying by because we're not very far from Windsor Castle. I wish I could show you a field that's liberally carpeted in daisies, but here are these buttercups, you know, daisy chaining I was supposed to be fielding in cricket years ago. Anyway, it's splendiferous, and then I just rejoice in this kind of thing. I'm feeling really exultant walking around and deriving pleasure from the simplest things. They say the best things in life are free. Well, they are free in both senses, both gratis and things of liberty. There you maybe can see a kite flying in towards Heathrow Airport some miles yonder. Oh, I slightly missed, it's gone behind the tree, but they land every 30 seconds, but not too noisy from this direction. They do change direction a couple of times a day, so as not to annoy the residents too much in one area. They can only land or take off from 6:30 in the morning to 10:30 at night, so as not to cause excessive disturbance to the people who live around about. Anyway, it's just very unusually warm, but there was an unseasonable downpour a couple of days ago. But apart from them, the weather has been sublime. As you can see, the sun is smiling upon us this evening, but there's not long to go till sundown. Day spring is about 5:30 in the morning. So anyway, it's heavenly. I was nowhere I'd rather be, you know, be in the British Isles, be in Ireland or Great Britain this time of year. Why on earth do people take summer holidays? And look at the very thick ferns there. You sometimes hear or see the deer plunging through the undergrowth, and hear Muntjac, that curious little deer that was imported from China in the 19th century. Prince William of Wales, now the Prince of Wales of all people, he's the one who told me about that first, way back in about 1996. You can go in here, but you mustn't take your bicycles with you. I think this is, they made it difficult to do so. But honestly, what are they going to do if they see you with a bike? Just claim I'm illiterate, I'm dyslexic or something. And then there was a millennium, was it a Jubilee statue, I think, for the Queen's Diamond Jubilee in 2012, here near Snow Hill. They put up a second statue of her, and I walked to that, my goodness, in 2020. So yeah, there is a very strong fence around Shelley's cottage. That's why you can't get into it, but I've got the place to myself. And yeah, I'm just really enjoying these natural aromas. You see how deep the verdure is, and alas, it is ephemeral, but it's the kind of thing I wish I could bottle, and I shall recall with melancholy in the bleak midwinter, as I really do like it when it's warm, expose my skin to as much of the
sunshine as I possibly can. Look at that for solar radiation. We're not doing badly. It could be anywhere. And yet it's not oppressively hot. It's just idyllic. And you can hear the birds twittering away merrily in the trees. So what was I going to say? So highly recommended Windsor Great Park. I think it's great in the sense of large. And I passed the chaplain's lodgings, some grace and favour houses of people who work for the royal household. Obviously, you are allowed to drive through other parts of it, but it's not encouraged. They don't want that disturbing the placidity of the place. They'd rather leave the wildlife to roam freely and people see other things. You can best enjoy it by ambling through or cycling. They're not cycling in this little bit. What was I going to say? The Copper Horse. I've been at school for 5 years across the river before I ever bothered to walk to the Copper Horse. It is a rather long walk, like 3 miles up the Great Walk till you get to it. But look at that. I mean, where is everybody else? Only a few miles from London, but this is Rus in Urbe, as I always say. Well, we're not quite in a city, but this is enough countryside for me. Don't need to go into the yonder wilds to find something as splendiferous as this. Anyway, so yes, do pay a visit to this. And no, you can't come camping here. I don't know anything about plants. Look at that. I'm no horticulturist, but I do recognize a few ferns. You might have furzes, or what are the other ones? Fuchsia, and I can see some weeds beyond, like thistles and so forth. As a symbol of Scotland, I wonder if they planted them particularly out of deference to our North British neighbours. And there was something else I was going to point out, those other rough ones. Anyway, we should come to, soon enough, should come to the Queen's whatever Jubilee statue thing. But I might naughtily cycle through here as a sort of shortcut home. And there's almost nobody around to see me. This hour of the night is 8 o'clock or something like that. But you think there might be more people jogging here. There's Cumberland Lodge, but there's the home farm, and that's where Markle had her residence, which is Frogmore Cottage, which wasn't grand enough for the Markle family, of course, because, you know, she's obviously nobler than the Queen. So I don't know how she survived that. My poor dear Meghan, she was treated so just abominably, having to live in that 10-bedroom grace and favour mansion in Windsor Home Park. Is there anything else? I think this might be around the corner, the thing that a lot of people don't see. So Windsor's quite a small town, very characterful and historic. Well, warmly recommended to you. Is there anything else I can say about it? So you're going to get the choo-choo from London. Come to Eton at Windsor. Sorry, you can come to Windsor Eton Riverside from Waterloo Station, or Windsor, whatever it is. They call it Windsor Mainline, which comes from Paddington. We have to change at Slough. Anyway, it's going on a bit too long. And there you can see the bluish tinge on the horizon. Isn't it magnificent? And there, the big bird is going down into Heathrow Airport. You can just about see a dot. And there's Slough beyond there. Come, have friendly bombs fallen, Slough. Where are those hills? The visibility is just incredible, because often there's often haze or that low grey cloud. You know, it's either sun for 3 months in this country in the winter. Anyway, so I'll just give you a panorama of it. Didn't quite get, I think it was around the next corner, beyond the next copse, one could have been able to catch a sight of that Golden Jubilee, whatever it's called, statue of the Queen. Anyway, that's enough from me. So goodbye, one and all. I'm switching off now.